Barcamp's the wrong tree again. And just why should I waste my time? Kidding. Of course I am. After spilling my guts to you, you think that I would just turn around and ditch you like that? No. I might be cold, or whatever you want to label me as, but I'm not heartless. There's a big difference. And you proved to me you're a genuinely good person. Yeah, doesn't mean I have to treat you the best or anything. Meh. Oh. You gonna do something? Or just keep staring there? Come on, if you're gonna follow me, don't be a stalker or something. I'm not saying anything. You're just hearing things. You're amusing, I'll give you that. Amusing. But you gotta make sure you don't step on anyone's toes, least of all mine. Well, sure. I could just do things that way. Where's the fun in that? I mean, come on. If I'm not picking fun at others' expense, I'm not doing it right. Huh. Seeing through me, huh? Well, if that's how you view me, I can't exactly say it's right or wrong. But I will say, you're gonna get picked on. By me. Did you honestly expect anything less? Of fucking course. I should have known. You'd be a stinker right now, huh? What's the difference? We're in college now. Get a life, right? People always say to get a life. It's just a matter of the actual process of doing so. A lot of people don't really know how to. Myself included. At least mostly. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Bless you already. You know, it's strange. I can't really pin why you're giving me so much attention. I get last time we got tied up. But why? Why did it even happen? What's the point of it all? Do you really see something in me? You're interesting, but you just make me want to pick on you at this point. I say that with the most endearing intentions. What, you might ask? Good question. I'm still trying to figure that out. You want us to be a thing, right? Well, then I guess you've got to earn it, don't you? Is what I wanted to say, but I can't joke around with everything. And I can't make fun of your resolve. Definitely not. Especially considering what you've done for me. I gotta give you credit. You pushed past a lot of bullshit. And I'm not saying you're through it. But you're at least waist high and still smiling. Better than anyone else has ever done. So you really want to know what makes me tick? You really want to get inside this brain of mine? Then let me inside yours. Yeah, crazy requirement, right? Well, it's simple. I just want someone who's willing to go that far. If you have any secrets or something, you tell me. I'm not the type of person that would judge you for them. I spilled my fair share of them last time. Like I said before, I'm not sure what to do with myself sometimes. Hell, a lot of the time. But with you, it's a little different. Feels new, exciting, but I know all too well that new and exciting feeling can wear off. Which is why I always try and spice things up a bit, but Sometimes my feeble attempts at that just get misconstrued as me being a playboy. Trust me, I'm not. Or am I? Surprised you didn't slap me there. I kinda wanted to slap myself. Not gonna lie. Sometimes that's just how it goes, right? You win or you lose. But at the end of the day, you wonder why you're there. Standing by yourself. All alone. Sorry, just bad memories. There's been plenty of those. Plenty more that I wouldn't want to talk about right now and ruin the mood more than I have. So, let's go on a proper couple thing and go on a date. What do you mean it feels like I'm just running through the motions? Maybe I am. What's it to you? Oh, not everyone's really good at dealing with this. Or knows what to say in a situation where someone is intimidating as you. Gonna push me around, huh? I'm joking. You haven't been disrespectful or anything like that. Just, I don't know how to feel when it's someone like you. You're so earnest with your feelings. How do you do it? Aren't you afraid someone's gonna take it, turn it on you, use it against you? Stab you in the back. You look like someone who's been stabbed in the back before. Not that I'm saying that's a bad look, but I'm saying it's a painful one. You're strong. You're really strong, actually. Well, I'd say you're some kind of muscle lifter or something. If you weren't so non-intimidating looking. Sorry, but that physique, I couldn't make that mistake. You might be in decent shape, but you're no big scary monster that my initial perception would have you be. Oh, well, yeah, well, yeah. Well, as much as I want to tease you to hell, well, it's kind of fun being a sadist sometimes. Taking out all that negative emotion into a way that makes someone fear you, makes them hate you. In a way, I get obsessed with that. And since you shared that, I'll share my biggest insecurities. I'm afraid of getting stabbed in the back, left behind, cut off. Words that might seem like arbitrary nonsense, but everyone knows what happens when you're all alone. You're left with those insecurities right in your face. You're left there in that moment. And what do? You just gotta face the music, and I don't like facing that music. So I convince myself I'm stronger than I am and make up this big facade of jokes and insecurities right on the surface so no one can judge me for them. And by the looks of it, you do something else. You wear them on your sleeve, but I can tell it's not completely all there. You have some defense about you, as you should. I just want to see how much defenses you'll take down for me. Narcissistic, right? Well, I did tell you not to get in my way. The difference being I was being a selfish asshole then. Pardon, it comes naturally. And when you make it so easy to shove you against the wall and stare into your eyes, make you feel like you're something else. Do these glasses make me look so tame? You think glasses are attractive, don't you? Me too. Yeah, about that superiority complex I got. I know sometimes it still rears its ugly head, but you've got my promise. It's only going to be done in a positive way. Trust me. What I like? unless it makes you blush. Picking on you is just too easy. How could I resist? Especially when you're, like, inviting it. And every time you blush even more, it just makes me feel like I'm that much more accomplished as your now fresh boyfriend. I know. We're in college now. Should be past my shenanigans, right? But so, now it's not like that. Now I understand full well your weaknesses. Might I like to analyze things sometimes. I don't just use it to pick on people. But for you, I'll make a special exception. You did bring this all up, didn't you? You started it. So I gotta make you feel sufficiently responsible for your actions. And in doing so, no doubt, make you blush like this. What if I told you? Right now. Yeah, right then. I have my hand wrapped around you like that. And there's no doubt at least 10 people can see. And they can see that you're shoved against the wall with this covenant on. That you're mine. And I kind of want them to see, just to prove a point, to prove that no one does it quite the way I do. Now, I'm not trying to say I'm better than anyone, but I am trying to say I'm better than most. What? Speechless? Okay, okay. Teasing aside. You helped me beat my insecurities. You helped me feel like I'm alive. So I want to make you feel like you're alive. And I think the method of doing so doesn't fucking matter. Because, well, I'm impatient. I wasn't built for patience. I was built for chasing what I want, when I want it. And right now, I want you. I want you not only as a boyfriend wanting their love. I want you as a man of curiosity and good taste. I want to get to know you as we do this crazy dating thing. I mean, come on, how stupid is it? We just went and dated then and there. We didn't hold back, and that's how we got here. Why wouldn't I do something stupid like tell you? You're more beautiful than anyone I've ever seen. So beautiful, in fact, it's kind of intimidating to look at you. And for all my cockiness, for all my sentiments, I can't find the right words to say. So I just say the first thing that comes to mind. And that's usually something along the lines of teasing you, something along the lines of me making a fool of myself or pumping myself up in hopes that I'll be less intimidated by you. But it never works. Do you know why? We can lie to everyone else, but we can't lie to our own hearts. That's why, if I'm gonna beat you, I'm gonna do it with my own confidence. No false sides, no bullshit. I'm gonna be me, and I'm gonna win your heart. That's my declaration of war right now. I'm gonna go to war with all those doubts I had that anyone would ever love me, that I even deserved the love, that my sins couldn't be beat. And I'm going to go to war with that feeling because I know, even if no one else does, that I'm a human being just like anyone else. But fuck that boring rhetoric. That's not what I'm trying to say. Human doesn't mean anything. But I want to prove that I'm someone that's legitimately worth your time. But not just yours, but others too. It's fine and dandy when you're with friends. Easy, even. It's easy to pick on someone when you're in a group. Just like it's easy to let it go off the hook. To let it go like it was nothing. Play it off like it was a joke when doing something really mean. Difference now is I'm self-aware. I realized as I matured that that wasn't okay. I felt like shit for a long time on that. Then I realized with you, it was like a crossroads. I was staring myself in the mirror and I saw this beautiful glimpse of hope. And it was when I took your hand. When I kissed you. Nothing mattered in that moment. I noticed all of these insecurities just disappeared. I could tease, sure. And I could still tease. You crazy hot thing, you. Don't think I forgot, but that's not what I meant. You stole something that I'm glad you stole. You made me feel alive instead of just existing in this life that I wasn't asking for. That's how I always felt, you know. Not that I was ever depressed or outwardly unhappy. It was more like I didn't have a very good idea of what I wanted to live for. Everyone always has these romanticized versions of things. They give themselves these pep talks of this is why they're alive. This is why they're doing what they're doing. And I couldn't find that. I was a salty little bitch about things. Maybe I still am. You never know. And even if I am, I'm getting better at it. So I figure I can either keep being this the best salty bastard or bitch, whichever you prefer, for the rest of my life. Or I could get lost, maybe find something new, with this person crazy enough to take my stupid lines and see through them. That's just it. You saw me. You pierced right through and you kept persisting. That took a lot of determination. You can't tell me otherwise. And whether or not that means that you're into me or not, that's not what I'm trying to say here. I'm trying to say you taught me something. You taught me that I have a choice in something I never thought I did. That life is more what you make it than just a series of happenstance that I can't control. You see, apathy got me big. It got me so big that when I least expected it, it just stole away all those dreams that I convinced myself I never had. I invalidated every dream I had. I invalidated the purpose of trying, and I just did it. I was like a robot, functioning, pretending to be human, but I never really was. I was one of those characters you see in the anime. That big bad villain. No, not even. More like a villain's henchman. I was playing this distinct role, not because I wanted to be a villain, because I felt something. And teasing others, like I said, sadism, made me feel something. I don't necessarily enjoy the pain as much as I enjoy the suffering. Make sense? Now I'm not saying I want to torture you, at least not too much. If I want to do anything, it's make you shy. Make you blush a few thousand times. No, let's make it millions. I'm in something of a star, right? I'm still groggy from earlier. I still haven't gotten it through my head that this is even real. But it's real enough for me to consider. And that's what counts. So even if this is a fucking dream, By chance I don't forget it. Then you still helped me. Dream love. You kinda are like a dream. I just wish I knew. Why? Why me? What was it that made you persist? I thought for sure it was my looks. Usually that's the only reason I get any attention. Not that I'm saying I'm some kind of hottie, but more like the niche pick. So it wasn't about my looks at all. You're serious about that? Then that's actually kind of cool. I'm gonna admit to you right now, I didn't expect that. Didn't expect that at all. In fact, I thought for sure it was about my looks. Like, this was all just some kind of love at first sight thing gone well instead of going wrong. Then again, I should have known. Things like that tend not to work. For obvious reasons, you just met someone. Who's to say they're the person you think they are? I guess you found out, for better or worse, the kind of person I am. So, what's the verdict, Judge? You gonna keep me? Or you gonna toss this puppy dog away? Can't say I blame you. I mean, this is one handsome puppy. Besides, we match. We both got fucked up circumstances to a certain extent. So, why not? Maybe the apathy won't beat us. Then again, I think you already rescued me from that. Which feels kind of surreal, I'm not gonna lie to you. Oh yeah. Well, I could either start with that or explain to you exactly why you're amazing. What you saw in me, I don't see in myself. And maybe you're someone who's truly empathetic. That's a talent. Nobody seems to consider it a talent because our society is so focused on performance, but I consider it the biggest talent someone can have. You see, if you can give people the time of day and figure out a lick about them, you might just be able to get in their head, or more importantly, in their heart. Sometimes people who are in their head, like I was, we get stuck on the fact that hearts are just for show, and you don't ever use them. That risks getting hurt. But you make me want to use my heart. You make me want to turn off my head and stop acting like an idiot. Let's just say something, considering, well, you've seen me at my worst. Probably. At least most of my worst. I mean, there's probably still some extra credit lessons I could show you. Me being an utter asshole to everyone. Well, most everyone. I picked on a lot of people, but it wasn't, well, I shouldn't minimize it. It was kind of picking on them. It's just, I took out my own frustration of not feeling, and when you don't feel, you do things that are even more dumb than people think. You get caught in a sense of, why not? What's gonna stop me? Huh? You gonna stop me? Well, good. Then I guess there's no argument. I can't move forward, right? You're as stubborn as a brick wall, and I'm not prepared to break through that. So, guess my reign of tyranny ends here, and you're going to have to bear the sin. Yes, of course. The many kisses. The insatiable desire to hold you, kiss you, make you mine. Well, I guess all that picking on just meant more time for us to get to know each other, right? I mean, come on. Let's be real here. What have we got to lose? Especially considering we both agreed to something on a whim. We're both clearly at that point. Anything could happen. That's both the strongest and least strong point of our relationship. The spontaneousness. You know, I always thought I'd be a calculated person. I always thought I'd be like those glasses in anime. But then I wasn't. Then I ended up thinking and feeling and hurting and losing myself in that. Now I feel like it was all worth it. I mean, it landed me you, and I can't even put into words how much that means to me because it's so baffling. This feeling, it's intense love. There's no two ways about it. And as much as I'd like to deny it, for my own pride that I don't need something like that, I do. I need you. But more importantly, I want you. And even if I realize something, that critical thing I was lacking all along was someone to tell me how it is instead of telling me what I want to hear. Instead of telling me it's gotta be this or that. You told me what you felt. You told me you could be someone. You told me you believed in me. Which is more than most people do, especially so early on. Trust me. Baby, you're anything but ordinary. I mean that in a good way. I mean, come on, I just copied on you twice in a day and you still have the nerve to stay around me. You must be a saint or a sinner. Can't tell yet. But I have a feeling we're gonna find out, right? That twinkle in your eye reminds me of how much I love wrapping this arm around your body. And how much I love the fact that you are completely smitten and caught off guard. So innocent. So pure. Just like me. It was kind of a joke. I don't think either of us fit those bills. Maybe somewhat, but we'll never know. I mean, fuck it. What does it matter right now? All that matters to me right now is feeling your warmth against me, hearing your breath, gazing into those sweet eyes, feeling your skin, kissing you. Oh, come on. You didn't think I wouldn't go for a kiss? I mean, do you think I'm not going to capitalize on the potential love of my life and not gonna spoil you after you spoiled me? You may not even know how you did. No, you probably don't, but let's just say having some kind of validation, some kind of feeling that I'm not losing my mind, it felt good. It felt really good. Because now I know I'm not some kind of heartless beast. I'm a human. Proudly imperfect. I still put my pants on one leg at a time. God, that's the most stupid thing I've ever said. But I'll be damned if I don't get a kiss out of it. Too slow to react, huh? I don't mind that. I mean, if I have to take all the first steps, then, well, means I get to take more steps towards you. Means I get to look at you and you don't know what to say and say something quick-witted right then and there. Steal your breath away while I'm at it. Why not? Bring in a date. Let's do this dating thing 1,000 times better. Well, fuck. Look at me, wasting time. I said for us to go on a date, and now I can't think of anything more than taking you home with me, and look at where we are. Guess subtle hints are a little bit more powerful than I thought. Oh yeah, oh yeah. You gonna stay at my place? Trust me. It's not exactly that reason. Well, I guess it could be. Someday. Right now? Tomorrow? How about right now? Yeah. Probably the best one. I mean, are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
And while I'm at it, you're totally a pipsqueak. Oh, you thought I forgot? On today, being soft with you, so... I had to remind you, pipsqueak. Oh, come on, don't be too mad. Okay, actually be mad. Turns out you're really cute and you're mad. And that much more kissable. What? Did you expect me to just stay boring about it? No. I have to take care of you the best way I know how. And that's kissing the living shit out of you. Until you realize I'm gonna spoil you every single fucking day. Mostly on account that someone like you deserves it. And someone like me wants someone like you so fucking bad. Oh, come on, Pipsqueak. You can definitely do better than that. Did you think I would let you go? Let you off without getting called it a few times? No. What am I gonna do if you do that? You get too cocky for me and you end up leaving me behind. Wouldn't do that? Or is that just the you from right now talking? I can't tell. Sounds like somebody doesn't know the future. Live in the moment, right? Fine by me. Your lips are so sweet. Your neck too. Well, I'm mad at them. What can I say? I just want to leave my mark on you. You already knew that, though. That's right, baby. Just accept it. You are so into me. Good thing I'm so into you, too. I mean, come on. What match is better made? Then two might as well be the only two of their kind in the world. Yeah, not saying we're the only two who are like us, but I'm saying we're the only two who get along like this. The only two in this circumstance right now. The only two I want to care about right now. Because, as you no doubt know, I don't care about people who aren't you. And if you don't get that, then maybe I should teach you a lesson. Adorable, aren't you? You're not just good for kissing either. Fuck. Well, what can I say? Not only are you good for teasing, kissing, true love, you seem to have multi-talented and many, many things to offer this relationship. don't be too obedient now. You might make things too easy for me. And then I might get just a tad bit sadistic. Yeah. You're so cute when you don't know what to say. You're cute when you do know what to say, too. Trust me, you're cute either way. Oh, pipsqueak, the things I'm gonna do to you. Oh, the things I know you want me to do to you. Why don't I start with something simple, then? I make it nice and easy for you to understand how much I fucking want you. Easy does it now. Wouldn't want me to eat you up, would you? You like that? The way I'm caressing you. The way I'm lapping you up, biting you. Can you blame me for that? I mean, come on, it is partially your fault here. If you weren't so sexy, Pipsqueak, I wouldn't be so attracted to you. I wouldn't be so willing to devour you right here and now. No hesitation, no questions asked. No, no, it's a promise more than it is a threat. If I was gonna stop, I would have stopped a long time ago, Pipsqueak. Delicious. Not to be too crazy, but I'm getting used to you just a bit. Your flavor, how much you get turned on by my tongue and my words. I don't blame you, Pipsqueak. You just like it, don't you? Not a sadist, Pipsqueak. I just like to hear you moan. Like I said, Pipsqueak, you're my Pipsqueak candle. And since I was real with you with all this, help you realize I'm gonna give it my everything. This relationship we have, I'm so dead serious, you have no idea. Now come on, baby. I'm not done with you yet. Oh, baby, baby. You don't think I just leave a job half finished? Oh, and I love my Pipsqueak so much. Thank you. juicy one, Pipsqueak, huh? You really gonna say you're ready for this, Pipsqueak? Taking on all of this? I mean, if you wanted to say it on your tombstone, death by Suki's cock, well, maybe I can help you with that. But for now, I think if you want that kind of end, if you want me to end all that lust building in your body, all that desire, then you're gonna have to beg for it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Better at begging than I thought. Maybe I am a sadist, making you go sub for me so quick. You sexy little thing. And you naughty little thing, aren't you? Way too naughty. No. Yeah. Oh, that's the stuff. I know how much you like it. That's the reason why I tease so much. I mean, come on. What's the matter? Can't handle this. Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and try me. Oh, what the hell is the point of beating around the bush? Oh, yeah. Rub that in real nice. Feel this cock slapping against you. Slowly but surely he'll take you. You best believe it. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. I would count inch by inch, but I'm an impatient fucker. So I'm just gonna take you right here and now. How about that? And you can choose to do with this cock inside you, whatever you please. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Finally went in after all those slaps. Now, sadist or not, I'm getting in these guts of yours. Oh, baby, you know you like it. Ah, yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Take that cock. Yeah. Yeah, baby. Baby. Oh, you're quite the pipsqueak. Where do you put it away? Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, lift you up and slam you back down. Don't take it personally, of course. But you did push me towards this. So, don't blame me for enjoying it. Yeah. You gotta reposition that. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You like it doggy style. Yeah. You like it going deep inside. Oh, 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 yeah. You like that. Oh, yeah. You like that so much. Oh, fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Ah. Fuck. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, get pumped full of that car. Oh yeah, get pumped full of that car. Oh fuck, not teasing, just feeling it. Yeah, and you're feeling it, aren't you? So full of cock. Yeah, you're gonna come. Yeah, you're gonna come on my cock. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll let you this time. I'll let you this time, since I love you so much. Ah, You did this. Fuck. 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 Yeah, I think I do love you. But what the fuck is love? Anyways, whatever it is, I wanna explore it with you, baby. You damn little pipsqueak. Oh yeah. Yeah. Shut up. You're frozen like this. Still feels good. Fuck.